It's now 106.9 with Ash, Kip and Lutzi, and Wes Denning joins us.
G'day, Wes. How you doing?
Yeah, mate. Now, listen, you know one of the things that I remember most about... In fact, I think it's the only thing I remember from you when you were back in the Big Brother house way back when.
Mm.
Yeah. Is you said one time, I don't even know if you remember this, you said, one day I think I'm going to be the Prime Minister of Australia. And... At that stage, you wouldn't even had a hair on your ass, and I thought, there's no way this bloke's going to be the PM of Australia. And you probably won't be, but I'll tell you what, you're kicking some major goals in television.
I mean, you are the antithesis of someone who took the ball and ran with it. Like, fair dinkum, what you've done since getting out of the house, you've been on Totally Wild back in 2004, but then it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. You're not just a host, you're producing shows, you're creating shows like the Stafford Brothers. You're a busy man.
Mate, I'll tell you what, if I'm ever the Prime Minister, that country is in big trouble.
Are you in LA right now?
Yeah, I'm in Hollywood, yeah. So I live in the Hollywood Hills, you know, beautiful place. And my wife and I, Michaela, we spent the last 4 years in New York and just moved to LA about 6 months ago to do this new show for Disney.
I saw your pad in New York. He was in this cool loft. We had, like, had all these air hostesses were his roommates. You were living the dream back there, Wes.
I'll tell you, Wes, like, the one thing that Wes, I mean, he's a really talented bloke, and in a lot of ways I see why you kind of distance yourself from Big Brother because there's a stigma there attached, and the last thing you think of with Wes is Big Brother, because, I mean, the times I've been over in the States and we've caught up, Wes, he immediately puts you in a frame of mind where you want to, all the ideas you've got, you want to make them happen, because Wes is doing that. And then the latest too, I mean, last time I spoke to you, you were presenting on World's Dumbest, which is series 5 on USA True TV, and now the latest, which is pretty much a worldwide release for the Disney Channel, called Code 9. Tell us about that one.
Mate, this is so exciting. Hey, it's probably like the best or most exciting show that I've ever been a part of. And I know we've spoken about this, Luxie, but like the production was fantastic. It's basically the guy that created this show. I completely admire him, and he's one of the guys that was behind Punk'd. And so it's pretty much like Punk'd, but for teenagers. So, like, on every episode, we pull the ultimate prank on a parent, and it's always the teenagers that are involved in designing, planning, preparing, and then with a team of actors, we go out in the field, and we literally pull off this prank. Right. And we're doing stuff like we're blowing up golf carts, destroying entire shop fronts, to sending mum off to buy a stolen car. Like, mate, this show is going to blow people away. So, it's really exciting.
So have you got a producer's role in this, or are you hosting, or what's your situation with it?
Like, with this show, I'm just purely hosting.
So what does Code 9 mean? What's that relate to?
So technically, Code 9 actually means, it's like, imagine you get a text from your brother or from your sister and it says Code 9. That pretty much means that your parents are home, or your parents are there.
Right.
It's time to go into lockdown because we're about to pull this massive prank and everyone's got to, you know, go on the DL.
Got a code 9.
Oh, a code red in my house means that my 3-month-old has just had a party in his pants and it's time for me to get the hell out of there. So I don't have
we got
to
a
change
code
it,
red.
So, there you go. Yeah.
Anyone who's had like brothers or sisters, and like I grew up with two younger brothers, Drew and Tim, and we used to just love pulling pranks on our parents. So like the fact that you can have like a full production team behind you to help pull this massive prank on your parents.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Can we just talk for a second about how good it is to be a good looking man and have a good smile? Because Wes. I got tickets to see Letterman when I was in New York. Took Wes along, right? And the crowd managers are going to send us upstairs to the...
That's where me and Ash say.
Yeah, that's where we sat, right?
And so Nora in the bleachers.
Yeah, so they're about to send us up there and Wes has just gone, come on, and smiled, and they've gone, all right, get out in the front there. And we were like two rows back from the front in the centre.
You know, that's so funny you say that, because I've done Letterman twice. I did it once with Lutzi, and we'd spent the day on the Terps at... where were we? Watching the ball game?
Yankee Stadium.
We were at Yankee Stadium and we rocked up absolutely blind. They put us as far back as they could, but when I turned up there sober once with Jode, and Jode's a good looking sort, straight to the front.
There you go.
Yeah, we were like, we're Australians! We're to the front, we're Australians!
Thanks, Wes.
See ya.
Are you a Queenslander and